I'd like to call upon Dominion Vice President Wayne Bourgeau to introduce our next speaker.
Thank you, Comrade Marsh. Invited guests, comrades all. Mary Chapeau was appointed Deputy Minister of Veterans Affairs Canada, effective July 16, 2012. Prior to this appointment, she served as Associate Deputy Minister of the Department since October 12, 2010, during which time she championed VAC's five-year transformation plan. Before joining Veterans Affairs Canada, Ms. Chapeau was the Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer of the Public Health Agency of Canada, a position she held from September 2009. The Public Health Agency of Canada's primary goal is to strengthen Canada's capacity to protect and improve the health of Canadians and to help reduce pressures on the healthcare system. From 2005 to 2009, Ms. Chapeau was Assistant Direct Secretary of the Government Operations Sector of the Treasury Board Secretarial. The Government Operations Sector supports the Treasury Board in its role as a management board by providing analysis and advice on the strategic recourse allocations for the departments and agencies of government. In 2003, she was Assistant Deputy Solicitor General, Corporate Management Branch, Solicitor General Canada, and from 2003 to 2005, she held the position of Assistant Deputy Minister, Corporate Management Branch, Public Safety Canada. Her extensive experience in the Government of Canada also includes the position of Director General at the Immigration and Refugee Board. Ms. Chapeau holds a Master of Public Administration, Carleton University, a Bachelor of Arts in Economics at the Queen's University, and a Bachelor of Physical Health Education, Queen's University. Please join me in welcoming Deputy Minister Mary Chapeau.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for the warm welcome here this morning. Honored veterans, mesdames et messieurs, bonjour. Bonjour. It's a great honor for me to be part of the Anavets Dominion Command 51st Biennial Convention. As the newly appointed Deputy Minister of Veterans Affairs, it is a pleasure to spend time with you and to get to know you. I consider getting to know you a big part of my job. C'est un grand plaisir pour moi d'assister à ce congrès. Étant donné que je viens tout récemment d'être nommé sous-ministre d'anciens combattants, il me fait grandement plaisir de faire votre connaissance. The Honorable Stephen Blaney, Minister of Veterans Affairs, sends his regrets that he cannot be with you today. He is, in fact, in Washington, D.C., meeting with officials from the United States and the United Kingdom, talking about the best ways to work together to reduce the stigma of mental health. As you know, this is one of the great challenges modern-day veterans experience post-deployment. Following his time in Washington, Minister Blaney will return to Ottawa, where he is then required in the House of Commons. Such is the life of a minister in Ottawa these days. On Wednesday, my Associate Deputy Minister, Anne-Marie Smart, will have the honor of joining you as the Veterans Affairs representative to assist in the presenting of 59 members of Anavets with the Queen's Diamond Jubilee Medal. What a great privilege that will be. These extraordinary men and women are being recognized for their service to this country's oldest veterans organization. Congratulations to everyone on that. I'm sure Her Majesty has seen a great deal of change in her 60 years on the throne. From her time as a young member of the Women's Auxiliary Territorial Service during the Second World War, to the day she dedicated the Bomber Command Memorial in London with Canadian veterans, she has been greatly concerned with the interest of veterans worldwide. Certainly, AnniVets and Veterans Affairs Canada have witnessed similar changes. C'est certes, AnniVets et Anciens Combattants Canada ont également été témoins des mêmes changements. Today, Canada has a new generation of veterans, men and women who have fought to protect our freedom and to make the world a safer place in peacekeeping and operational missions like Afghanistan. The Department of Veterans Affairs is therefore going through an evolution as we strive to meet the unique needs of both generations of heroes. And that's why we have established 5 priorities for our future. The first is aimed at reducing the complexity of our programs. The second is aimed at improving the way we deliver those programs so as to make them more flexible to those who are entitled to service. The third involves strengthening our partnership with the Canadian Forces and others who help serve men and women as they transition smoothly back into civilian life. The fourth has to do with sustaining the new Veterans Charter and making it a true living document. And the fifth and final priority is continuing to put our resources where they are needed most in terms of veterans' demographics. I'm pleased to tell you that among the many changes that have gone on at Veterans Affairs, the former Chief of Military Personnel, Lieutenant General Walter Simeonov, has joined our executive ranks as the Assistant Deputy Minister, Policy, Communications, and Commemoration. Having General Simeonov on board will go a long way in helping us achieve those priorities I just named and meeting the needs of veterans. Alors, comme vous le savez, nous avons entrepris une vaste démarche pour réduire la paperasse. As you know, we've undertaken a great effort aimed at cutting red tape. Minister Blaney has made this his number one mission, i.e., to reduce paperwork and cut red tape at the department, all in the name of serving veterans better. In the past number of months, he's made a series of announcements. They started in Winnipeg in February, where, based on recommendations from the Veterans Ombudsman, he told veterans we are making our communication with them and their families clearer and simpler. We started out by simplifying disability decision letters. You had long since expressed concern that they were too full of legal jargon, medical jargon, and difficult to understand. These letters are now more user-friendly, use everyday language, and in other words, are intended to communicate in layperson's terms. We've rewritten, reworked, and created a total of 15 decision letter templates. This work means that approximately 19,000 individuals who receive a letter from Veterans Affairs in the next year will more easily understand what the letter means and how it impacts on them and their situation. In April, Minister Blaney announced that we would make portions of the Veterans Independence Program a grant. We've streamlined the process for reimbursing veterans and their families for housekeeping and grounds maintenance. We've cut the red tape for veterans, primary caregivers, and survivors, and we've eliminated the workload associated with millions of annual transactions. Following that, in June, Minister Blaney announced an important cutting red tape initiative. As of June, veterans no longer have to submit receipts or appointment verification from healthcare providers to recover expenses for their travel to medical appointments. These changes are intended to lessen the burden on veterans and will eliminate routine and administrative tasks for employees. Veterans need only save their receipts and supporting documentation for 1 year in the event they are requested to be seen by the department subsequently. The minister has also committed to communicating in an even more efficient manner on the programs and services available to veterans. He has clearly signaled that this is yet another top priority for him. No doubt, you've also heard the Government of Canada accepted the May federal court decision on long-term disability benefits for veterans. Many of you know this as CISIP. The minister has announced that Veterans Affairs will move ahead with the Department of National Defence to ensure that the offsetting provisions in the federal court decision are applied to VAC programs. With these changes, a Veterans Affairs disability pension will no longer be deducted from the earnings loss benefit, as will also be the case with the War Veterans Allowance and the Canadian Forces Income Support Benefit. We are working with the Department of National Defence to ensure this happens as quickly as possible. All of these efforts are part and parcel of our mission to provide Canada's veterans with easy access to the benefits and services to which you are entitled. It is also part of our overall mandate to honour, respect, and pay tribute to those who have served and sacrificed. In terms of remembrance, it's been an extraordinary year. In April, we marked the 95th anniversary of the Battle of Vimy Ridge with 5,000 young Canadians who participated in the ceremonies. They were so committed to remembering, and they understood the importance of doing so. In June, I personally had the pleasure of joining the minister in leading yet another group, a group of 42 veterans, to the dedication of the Bomber Command Memorial in London, United Kingdom. We marked the National Peacekeeper Day with ceremonies in several Canadian cities, and in August, we saw the return of 7 Dieppe raid veterans to the shores of France to mark the raid's 70th anniversary. These were remarkable, touching, moving events for all concerned. The height of remembrance for Canadians is, of course, in November. As we do each fall, we will work with AniVets and an ever-growing number of organizations to promote Veterans Week 2012. Our goal is to engage an even greater number of young Canadians in remembrance activities this year. We are always working to find new ways of keeping the torch of remembrance burning and ensuring that the accomplishments of Canada's veterans are never forgotten. And of course, we will continue to work with AniVets as a key stakeholder and a valued partner. Certes, nous allons continuer à travailler avec AniVet. Nous apprécions votre partenariat. In closing, I wish you a great convention and thank you personally and on behalf of the minister and the department for the commitment you have shown and continue to show toward bettering the life of veterans and their families. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Madam Chabal. And it gives me a great pleasure to present you a token of our appreciation for your presence here today.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.